I get too tired to say the wrong things. I open my mouth, there's water and spring. I'm nourishing roots, the flourish begins. The flowers are blue, the water and greens. No insecurities, I didn't mean for you to be hearing me, ain't that a thing? It's like when I speak, you don't listen to any of the words that I'm saying. You know what I mean, but after...
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Well, Twitter's still there. Those are the Twitter handles. Also, join our Discord if you want to give us movie suggestions. You can give us list ideas for the sports podcast we do. Sports Brewery in Discord. Ask for an invitation to that if you want one, or if you're already on there, just find it. Twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we do the sports podcast every week. So hit follow on that. You know, like, subscribe, punch the bells on all the things. You know, YouTube. All this stuff. We're on the things. Find it, follow it, whatever. The movie this week is Ski's movie. It is Zona Mortal. I say that, of course. The movie is actually called Drop Zone, but if one were to try to find it online, which it's available on Prime Video, you have to search for Zona Mortal. I don't know why. Clearly, there's something weird about the... you know, the setup on Prime Video. I think I'm more, and King, maybe this is for you too, I'm more impressed that Ski somehow came up with the movie for us to watch this week and found it himself on Prime Video to recommend to us.
It was simple. You know, if you scroll down, they'd be like, oh, you might like movies. Like, these are similar movies that you watched. And it said Zona Mortal, and I saw Snipes, and I was like, that's Drop Zone. I know yeah. Drop Zone when I see Drop Zone.
Of course.
So I clicked on it. I was like, yeah, that's Drop Zone.
And the reason I say that, of course, is because if you search for Drop Zone on Prime Video, you cannot find it.
Nope.
It will not come up. You have to search for Zona Mortal to find this movie.
You can probably search for Wesley Snipes as well and get it to pop up, but...
maybe scroll down a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really weird. Really weird. But that is the movie we watched this week. Drop Zone. 1994, again, on Prime Video. It has a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 5.6 on IMDb, no Metacritic rating. I was able to find that Roger Ebert gave it 2.5 out of 4 stars. So there you go. Roger Ebert watched this movie. You know what this movie is? You know what the tagline should be? Point Break with airplanes. That's what it should be. Because that's what this movie is.
That's more. I brought it up on our sports podcast. The movie that's 6 years after this called Cutaway.
Okay.
Is it that one is even more so just point because they're like running drugs and stuff like that. You know, it's like infiltrating a gang that does these drug runs from jumping out of airplanes. So
perfect. Okay. Of course, Gary Busey in this movie, too. So
fantastic.
It is literally Point Break. Why can't I say Point Break?
Point Break.
Point Break with airplanes. Okay. This movie stars Gary Busey as Ty Moncrief. I only mentioned him first just because I already mentioned him. It is a Wesley Snipes movie. Pete Nessip, he plays. Yancey Butler plays Jess Crossman. Michael Jeter plays Earl Leedy. Malcolm Jamal Warner as Terry Nessip. Not a lot of screen time in this movie, but boy, did he use
pivotal role for Malcolm Jamal.
Boy, did he make quality time of his screen time.
He did.
Let's see. Kyle Secor played Swoop. Swoop is awesome.
Swoop.
Yep. Lauren Nemec played Sally Power. Grace Zabrinsky played Winona. And Rex Lynn played Bobby. Rex Lynn, a classic actor from this era. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
This movie written by Peter Barsocchini. Peter Barsocchini. Wrote this movie. Also, someone named John Bishop helped write this movie. Barsocchini also wrote and created High School Musical. So the High School Musical series based on his creation. And he also went on to write movies called The Passion and Journey to Bethlehem.
And we know where he went later in life.
Not that The Passion, but like a movie called The Passion, and it's about the same thing. Yes. So,
so the story for this was created by these two skydivers guys. Okay. And one of them was this guy, Guy Manos. Okay. He's the one that wrote and directed Cutaway as well. So this was his story idea. They had real writers come in and do the writing for it. But yeah, that guy's the real creator of the idea.
Well, why didn't we watch Cutaway?
You have to watch Drop Zone first, and then you watch Cutaway.
Okay, it's a natural order of things.
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's see.
Same universe.
John Bishop, they brought in to write this with him. Bishop wrote The Package, which is a movie with Tommy Lee Jones and Gene Hackman that I had never heard of.
The Hackman.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. This was directed by John Badham. He's kind of a legend. He directed Saturday Night Fever. He did Short Circuit, War Games, basically a bunch of ski shit. He directed.
80s. He's an 80s guy.
A bunch of ski movies. Not movies about skiing, but movies for ski.
Yes, he did not do Ski School and Ski School 2. So
did not. Let's see. Budget for this movie, $45 million in the early 90s is a large chunk of change. Also made 62, so it made it back.
Well, you have to factor in also the movie that preceded this by a little bit from Snipes was Demolition Man, which was a big box office hit. So they said, hell, let's get Snipes in another action movie. Let's do it. It's going to make money.
I will take no less than $20 million for this movie. And they're like, okay. All right. Can you skydive? Nope. Will you learn how to skydive?
Nope.
All right. $20 million, I guess.
And clearly, it's because this movie, like I said, I don't remember at the times in 94. I don't remember seeing it in theaters, but for Snipes' run of like early 90s all the way to the 2000s, this didn't hinder his career at all. So it wasn't bad enough there to hurt him.
He was fine in this. He was Wesley Snipes in this.
I think everything outside of him doing anything related to skydiving was fine. When you got him in a skydive suit and got him on the green screen to skydive, he looked very much out of place.
Yes, he did.
On the other end, Gary Busey looked like he was born.
He was into it. No green screen with Gary Busey at all. Yeah. I was going to say, like, the plot of this movie sort of fits into Snipes looking that way too, though, because like weird to believe that Wesley Snipes learns how to be a functional solo skydiver like a week into learning how to do it. Like literally a week of time. He's in the sky maybe like two or three times and figures it out. And it's just like he's able to not only skydive by himself, but skydive like in a group and make formations and do all this stuff. And I'm like, all right. Yeah.
I don't think takes much skill just to hurtle towards the earth and pull a string. But yeah, the little formation things is what takes actual skill.
Like, all right. And actually being able to land takes skill.
And not shatter your pelvis.
Yes, shatter your femur. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we get too much into the movie, the Amazon situation here. Did you have commercials?
Yes.
I did.
I had two sets of commercials.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's different.
Yes, it is. Well, I've never experienced that.
I don't know if you guys... So old Bezos decided that he wanted to milk some more money out of everyone in the world, right? So if you have a Prime account, you get Prime TV, right? But now you have to pay extra money to not have commercials on Prime.
Give me a break. I don't watch Prime enough for that bullshit.
That's the thing.
I'm saying. I say like it was new, but it wasn't, because they did have commercials for a while, but there was just like 2 minutes of commercials at the start of something.
And then it starts,
and then you don't have any more. But now it's like a good 3 or 4 minutes up top, and then again in the middle.
Yeah,
and
then
they'll
ding you again later on now. Yeah, it's the new format.
How much is it, Ski? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's probably like an extra $3-4 a month, but for what was free already, for what you were paying for already, to add that on. Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Not into it. Okay, so we talked about Malcolm Jamal Warner earlier, and I think so. The plot of this movie, which spoilers if you if you haven't seen Drop Zone,
30-year-old movie, yeah, spoiler.
Plot of this movie is he and his brother Wesley Snipes and Malcolm Jamal Warner are brothers, and they are U.S. Marshals, and their job is to transport Leedy. Because Leedy was like in prison, and then somebody tried to do a hit on him, and they're like, we got to transport him to somewhere safe because he's going to testify against blah, blah, blah. And in part of that, they're on a plane transporting him, and Gary Busey and his like gang of skydiving robbers, they hijack the plane and take Leedy because Leedy's like a computer genius who's going to help them do more robberies. In that, Malcolm Jamal Warner falls out of the plane. Like there's a pretty
held on for a while.
He did.
Vice grip.
He did. Yeah. So falls out of the plane, which I do want to get into that, like the opening scene with the plane and everything, because it's like it King. What did you say it was?
It was like it was like the Dark Knight Rises opening scene. It was just as dramatic.
Oh,
it was great. It was
Christopher Nolan wins like Oscars and stuff, and this like what's this dude's name? John Badham. John Badham gets nothing for this work of art. Like
I really think Christopher Nolan ripped off scene from this scene.
He did. Yeah. But here's the other thing. Do you know who the composer for this movie was?
Hans Zimmer.
It was Hans Zimmer. There's a reason why they had that extra edge to it, that little extra suspense. Especially the beginning and the very end where they stand off with the face off with the two guns pointed at each other, him and Busey. Oh, the music. You knew it, Hans Zimmer 100% right then.
Yeah, man. I think you're right. I think you're onto something. I think Christopher Nolan stole the idea.
He got
in a room with Hans Zimmer and is like, look, Hans, Hans, get over here.
He changed the one line to someone needs to be down in the wreckage. Brother.
Yeah, you're gonna do all of my movies, but you need to disavow any knowledge of me stealing this idea from Drop Zone.
From Drop Zone.
Yep. Okay, anyway, the reason I brought that up is because Malcolm Jamal Warner dies like really early in this movie, literally like the first sequence. And I think we missed out on a lot of good stuff when he died, because the opening scene in the movie before that was like them driving in a car together, just like busting each other's balls. Like, I want to see a movie with Malcolm Jamal Warner and Wesley Snipes just busting chops.
Buddy, like you want a buddy cop movie with those
I
two?
I do. Busting, like they're the first bad boys. You know what? Like, that's what I want. And by the way, Bad Boys stealing the idea from Drop Zone.
Yes.
It all starts here, man.
So this is a catalyst movie right here for
absolutely
next 20 years of film.
Yeah. And so, you know, they tried to do some pithy dialogue with other characters, but throughout the movie, and it just wasn't the same. It just wasn't.
They cut the heartfelt scene of Malcolm Jamal Warner's funeral where Snipes goes to.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because I mean, that the whole crux of this movie is him getting revenge for his brother. It's a revenge movie in the end. And they left that out, which is, you know.
Not that this movie was ever going for realism, but how realistic is it that all those like people who hijacked the planes could just shove a bunch of handguns in the overhead, or you know, the tray compartment?
So they don't go too much in depth to that, but it was like the guy they pinned it on that the FBI said, oh, it was him. They had some guy working there at the airlines guns in.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point, because they did make a lot about being able to get the clips for the like the what are they called, the shoots,
the little shoot, yeah.
Like these clips are like heavy duty, man, they're made of metal and you can't get that past airport security, man. And you know, first of all, it was 1994. Like, you could do whatever the fuck you
probably could get it through security.
Yeah, like really easily. And second of all, they explained it by saying, oh no, actually there's like a lot of other things other than these clips. Like there's, you know,
oh,
like,
she knew instantly. There's a word for it. They call it a smuggler's rig. Yeah. It's like, it's a known thing. How yeah.
It's a known FBI... thing by like everybody in parachuting. So it was, yeah. Anyway,
people not spending enough time at the drop zone. That's for sure.
Yeah. How about the amnesia side plot in this movie? Like the little girl with amnesia? Like, how about that? Can't remember anything from when you were on a plane that like was hijacked and people flew out. People were flying out of the plane left and right. You don't remember any of it? All right.
I will say during that scene where everyone's getting sucked out the side of the plane, yeah. All I could think of was that plane that flew into Portland like a year ago where the door fell off. And there's someone just sitting there and somehow they didn't get sucked out. Like,
I know.
You know what they were thinking. They're like, drop zone is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is the time too, because I think Passenger 57 had just come out right around here too. That's where you learn you could go underneath and cruise around through the bottom part of planes and pop up in different sections. Yeah. And you get sucked out of planes. That's what we know.
Yeah, everything I learned about airplanes, I learned in the 90s.
You like, learned from Wesley Snipes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yep. And Harrison Ford, I think.
That too.
Get off my plane!
Exactly. Oh my God. So, I thought Busey was awesome in this too. Like I really did. This is like peak Gary Busey, and
he's
like,
only half crazy at this time. He hasn't completely lost his mind yet.
This
so.
Is when he is still like fun to watch and like not a train wreck where you're like, oh yeah, he's still like very interesting and is good at playing this character and blah blah blah. Like this is hit like this and Point Break and movies like this for him like were his sweet spot. Like he was great in this, I thought.
Yeah, all those ones. Lethal Weapon. Like, yeah. He was very good at being kind of the, I guess, call him like the semi-sophisticated bad guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he was
because he was like a DEA agent, knew everything there was to know, exactly how to plot out these heists and exactly who he needed for the heist. Exactly, like whenever it got close to them being exposed, kill the guy.
Yep.
And he did it every time. Just kill the guy. There's no point in not killing the guy. There's no loyalty. This is how it's going to get done. If it's not done this way, it's not going to get done.
No. And I'm glad you bring up Busey because for me, he's the one that makes this movie, in my eyes, good.
Yes.
Because Snipes is just going to be Snipes and he's solid. But Busey is what makes this movie what it is. Yeah. If he had someone else in there as trying to be a bad guy, yeah. Things nowhere near is what it is.
This was after Demolition Man?
The same year as Demolition. Demolition Man came out first, and then this followed.
Because I feel like Snipes was significantly smaller than he was as Phoenix. You know, like
he never got big until Blade.
I thought he was big in Demolition Man.
He had some muscles, but it was mostly the clothing he wore was all big and bulky. A lot of tactical vests.
All right.
But, yeah, because then like Money Train came out after and.
He
was in Two Wong Fu after this, where he was not a jacked cross-dressing guy. So no,
that's right. We surprised they didn't do a love interest story in this movie.
Now there's a code amongst jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never fall in love.
Never fall in love.
Never know if you're gonna come back tonight.
Don't jump into love without that safety chute. Yeah.
But I guess for movies in general, you always have especially when you had, I guess the love interest would be with Busey and I can't remember the name.
I was thinking with Jess and
Away and Snipes.
Jess and Pete. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, seemed like a no-brainer. They would like give each other shit all the time. They had like the pithy dialogue between each other and you know, whatever. Yeah, no. I was just surprised. By the way, like I know who you're talking about with Busey, and it feels like all of whatever romantic interest or whatever stuff was in this movie seemed to be instigated by Busey, and I don't know that she had much of a say in it.
No, because they made it seem like when he kills off Jagger, at first you kind of think maybe her and Jagger are like an item together, because she took Jagger's death pretty hard.
Yeah, but then he'll randomly grab her and like kiss her like on
again,
the mouth.
That could have just been Busey going rogue on set. It could have just been Busey. You never know.
That's what I was thinking while I was watching it. I'm like, that does not feel like it's in the plot. Like, that's not scripted. Busey's just kissing everybody. Look, Gary, like it's one thing to like grab her and kiss her, but you can't grab and kiss Swoop. You know, it doesn't fit with the plot. Like, it's still the 90s. We're not sure how we feel about like guys kissing guys in movies. I'm sorry, man. Gary, you can't go around kissing everybody, all right? Like, we got to draw the line somewhere, okay, man?
And this is the 90s. Yeah, there wasn't too many rules on what you could and cannot do on set, especially. Yes.
Philadelphia hasn't come out yet. We're not really sure how we feel about this stuff. So, cut it out, man.
But you brought up Swoop, too. I think it's Swoop and Busey is what really makes this movie. For me, because Swoop's a good character in this movie.
Swoop is a great character.
He won't talk to someone unless he's jumped with him. Except for I will say I completely forgot the very end of the movie. Leedy's
Swoop takes out Leedy.
Yeah, Leedy's getting away. He's got the DEA jacket on, but Swoop's like 80 stories up, still on the top of that building. How the fuck does he see that it's Leedy escaping?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the one. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, is that the one? Okay. That's how
I said. I just forgot about.
We had to draw the line.
I still am fall for it, but I forgot that was.
They did that a couple times in this movie where, like, where they would be on like a short-ish building, and just sort of jump off and still have these huge. Like parachutes that they would use to like jump out of a plane, and like, you know, like maybe 200 feet up as opposed to like thousands of feet up, like the chute doesn't open that quick and it doesn't stop you much.
I think the people that do like base jumping and jump off buildings, they have the ones they like hold in their hand and it's a little
they're
small.
Quick. The ones they were using. So
no,
I don't know. By the way, I don't even know how you do that in a scene. Like, because it's not realistic in real life, but also, how do you shoot that with those huge ass parachutes? I don't know.
You got a bunch of pro divers out there. That's what people in the business call them, divers.
People in the biz. Yeah. Do you know? This seems like something you might know. The whole final robbery thing in DC. They did it during the 4th of July weekend. Like, was that all real?
I would assume they let, because as I said, it's one of the most restricted airspaces in the country.
Yeah.
You can't just skydive in around DC like that. So I would assume, they have to be signed off like, oh, here's our one thing where you could do it, where you could actually skydive in DC.
Yeah, it was. That's sort of what I was wondering is like, do they have a 4th of July celebration in the Capitol like that? And like, did they just shoot this movie during it?
Because they had to get them in DC to get to that building.
Well, I don't know that you could do that in DC like that anymore. Like, I think
this is pre-9/11, man. You can do anything.
No, it's so restricted. I don't even think they have like fireworks shows like that where they had it in this movie either. Because it was like the monument, the Lincoln Monument, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's what Swoop said he was gonna
land on Lincoln's lap. I know, yes. I know. So anyway,
spoiler alert: because of the holiday, we're not recording this on a Sunday.
Yeah,
it's not a Friday. And can I just say how deeply funny it is to me that people are going to be irate about this Chiefs game that I know in my orbit, right? Lucky Chiefs. Yeah. And I'm not discounting that. But you go back to Alex Forsythe crumbling like the second tower for Denver on that block field goal. And then Jackson Powers Johnson snapping the ball when the quarterback's not looking. Two ducks just absolutely giving the Chiefs wins they have no business getting. None.
Nope.
That was, I'm glad they showed the replay because at first glance, when they said it was Chiefs ball, I was like, okay, like what the f just that's wow, that's gross.
You
That
know,
was gross.
it is
I think I can speak for Ski here when I'm like, you know, I'm happy as a football fan that the Chiefs are finally catching a break.
I
You
know.
know, like, God,
I
it's
forgot to
so
skip that
nice.
one.
It's so nice to see the little guy finally, you know, having the ball bounce their way. You know, it's wonderful.
How did that just happen? Like, oh my God. I don't even want that win. That one
Well,
pisses me off.
Jesus is a Chiefs fan, you know.
Clearly. Sorry. Zona Mortal.
Zone of
Zona
Mortal.
Mortal. Yeah, no.
Oh, I
Zona
do
Mortal.
have,
And by Jesus, I mean Gary
and
Busey.
Gary Busey is Jesus.
Yeah, yeah,
But
yeah.
have either of you guys ever been skydiving?
Fuck
No.
no.
And no desire to?
I will never. I barely like flying in a plane. I'm not voluntarily jumping out of one.
It's getting, my interest in it is getting like less and less as time goes on. Like I think when I was younger, I would have like maybe considered it. I think now that I'm in my 40s, I don't want to. Like I'm with you. I don't really like flying. And so I don't want to fly with a door open like and then
You're
fall
falling
really
out of the
far.
plane.
Yeah. It might have the opposite effect. It might make me never want to get on a plane again either. Like, oh my God, this is what happens. And I don't have a chute. I'm just sitting on a chair. This is crazy.
I will say I've never been either, but I've always wanted to do like when those when you're when someone's falling and you like need to cut away your chute to go like fly after him to go help him out. The little like the Busey does one where he jumps out and does like this corkscrew spin down. That looks awesome.
That
Or
looked
then yeah,
cool.
you're like a bullet and you just go straight down as fast as you can.
They did do that a lot in this movie. Like
Oh.
get people jumping. Is there a phrase for that? Jumping out without a chute? Like I don't know.
I'm sure there
There
is a
must be.
phrase.
Yeah. But like people just like jumping out of planes without chutes in hopes that they will catch on to somebody else and then open their chute. That happened like three or four times in this movie. That no fucking way.
No, because there's got to be like a weight thing there, right?
Yeah.
Where like, and I'm sure it's a decent amount,
In a grip thing. Like,
but when they put those parachutes together, in no fucking way can they be like, well, what if there's another human flying through the sky, and the only person that can save them is this person with the chute? We got to make it, you know, so we can withstand the weight. I don't think that happened.
well, they do tandem jumping, so those chutes have to be at least hold
Fair
the weight.
enough.
But those people are clipped on. I'm
They
with
are.
Braga to where you pull that thing, that force of stopping in your free fall. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to hold on to someone with
Gonna
that.
rip your arms out
Well,
of their sockets.
that's why Jess always does that weird like somersault move where she flips right on to get on your back. You have to do that, or otherwise it won't work.
Do you?
You have to, yes.
Yeah, the flip, and then she'd like squeeze with the legs and
Yeah.
then go. Yeah, okay. All right. Sure.
The house we did Thanksgiving at, they have a dog named Jesse. And every time I heard the dog's name yesterday, I thought of this stupid fucking movie.
Good, as you should.
First of all, it's Jess.
Yes.
Yeah, but same
The
thing.
dog's name is Jess.
Yes.
Oh boy. How about
Yeah.
the how about that epic last scene where they both point guns at each other's
Yeah, oh yeah,
faces and they're
that's
this is that where you're going?
that. Well, I said that was the thing that said it with the Hans Zimmer music was perfect for. Yeah, no one else comes up with the music for that little standoff.
Where they each pull the trigger and neither of them has
Nothing,
a bullet. Ugh.
yep.
I do like that they each flinched. Like both of them were like, like I'm totally gonna die. I like that because you would think they wouldn't in a movie like this. You'd think they'd be like especially Busey.
My ability to not flinch is like incredibly bad. I flinch every time. I would have been on that scene for 5 hours before we got us. I know there's not a bullet. This is insane. But, the click, it gets me every time.
I will do that in post. We'll work around it. Do it in
Yeah.
post.
Yeah. They got all those green screens. Just put one on my face. It'll be fine.
Where did you guys put Busey's death? I mean, falling down through the truck windshield. Yeah. Interesting.
The actor who played Deuce too, by the way, yeah. That's a classic.
He's a classic, but they had Busey coming in at like an angle. If you fall out of a building, you're going straight down. You're not flying in.
No, because he was using the principles he learned from jumping. It's like you're jumping, you do pencil point, you know, flat pencil point, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing.
Same principle. Yeah, he had like a.
We can skydive right now.
We know what we're doing. We know exactly what we're doing.
Go on over to Malin's suite and just find someone with a plane, and I bet you we could come out alive.
We just watched this movie.
It can't be that hard to break your fall. You just act like you're running still.
Yeah, you just land. Legs. You all just land perfectly in the back of a moving truck. Like it's really fucking easy.
They did a quick cutaway on that when they were landing in the back of the truck. I think it was the third person landing. Yep. Definitely did not land in the back of the truck and definitely hit the side.
And also on the other two who landed in there, their chute definitely did not land in the truck either. So there's a very good chance the chute got caught up in a tire and they got fucking yeeted out of the back of that truck.
There were just some tough landings in general. In this movie, people hitting like docks and stuff hard. There's no way there weren't any injuries coming out of this set from the stunt people.
Yeah. Like, again, you have to be really, really good at this. Like, it's not so much to jump out of a plane, but it's to land.
The land part of it.
Breaking all of your bones. Like, that's what you have to be really good at.
Well, it's like flying a plane. It's probably easy to go off the runway, get high, and stay up there. It's the landing part. That's what pilots get paid a lot of money for.
That's the thing. It's like whenever a pilot passes out and somebody has to like take over, it's never like the keeping the plane straight and, you know, like flying in the air. It's like there's so many fucking buttons. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You got to know your pitch and your yaw.
Sure.
Yeah. Those are. I've heard one of those words before, and it's because of baseball. The other one I've never heard.
What did you guys think of the, apparently it is a real thing that skydivers say when another skydiver dies. You know, they were in the bar when they got the news that he died. It's the blue skies, black death.
Is that really what they said?
That's what they said. Yeah. And they do like their cheers for it. Yeah. Jeez.
Good line.
Jeez. Ugh.
That's not Blue Sky's motto, is it? The social media sign?
I don't believe it.
Black Death. Did Christopher Nolan steal that for Batman too? Maybe.
One of us has to stay on the replies, brother.
Pull the chute. Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Busey.
Ty Moncrief. It's a good movie name, by the way.
It is a great bad guy name.
It's really good.
Oh, got to land in the drop zone here.
Washington, D.C.
Zona Mortal.
Raja Ghul in Zona Mortal.
You don't restrict the airspace. I do.
Now, are you guys surprised from watching this movie that there's been only like one other skydiving movie to come out after it?
No. I can't believe they made like one or two, I guess.
I will say, but let's say you take this movie and make it today. I think at least that the green screen stuff, I think it would look a lot better because it would look more realistic at least.
I think that's what the remake of Point Break was? Like, weren't they skydivers in that one?
I didn't see it.
I never saw it. I refuse.
It looked terrible.
Well, I just
tried to make it like dark and mysterious, and I was
Well, like the cover image of it is like them skydiving with money falling out of a thing they're skydiving.
Oh, so it sounds like cutaway to me then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Does he get does this dude get like the one who came up with the story, like a character's created by for all of these movies that come out?
I would hope so.
Yeah. All right.
Here's the only, so I told you that it was like Berenger and Stephen Baldwin. And I forgot Dennis Rodman is also in Cutaway.
Of course.
But Berenger's name. So Berenger plays like kind of the grizzled, he's the Jess guy. He's the grizzled skydiver name. His name's Redline.
Of course it is.
Great name for
I would
her.
not call I would not call Jess grizzled in this movie.
No.
Jess very much not grizzled. Yancey Butler. Whatever happened to Yancey Butler? Like there's an era of
became a wide receiver for the Steelers?
Yeah, right. There's like an era, and we gotta grade this thing, but like of female actors like her in these action 90s movies who did like one or two things and then never did anything else ever again, but they're like legendary for those movies. Like the one from the Hot Shots. Like,
oh yeah,
right.
Well, Yancey Butler was also in Hard Target, which is a classic.
There you go. Drop Zone, Hard Target, never seen again.
Great 2 years, probably, right? I can't remember when Hard Target came out, but right around then.
All right, Ski, we got to grade this thing. You're up first.
I mean, this is
what should we grade it out of?
Five this week.
All right, five.
I mean, this is pretty simple and easy to meet. I'm going to give it a four. It's a 90s action snipe movie. It's definitely not Snipes' best of the 90s by any means. Not Busey's best either, but it's like, built a quality 90s.
Like I said, this is Ski shit right here. I'm going to give it like a 2.5. I didn't hate it. I did like parts of it. Busey and Snipes were great. Swoop was great. But it's not a good movie. It's not.
I want to give it a 3, but I can't in good conscience give it a 3. 2.95.
Yeah, we gave Pig a 3. We can't give this a 3. Like, come on, cinema. What are we doing?
It's like the last time Gary Busey was sane. You have to respect that at least.
That's why it's a 2.5, man.
Yeah.
could be worse.
I don't know if this movie could actually be worse. It's not shot well.
It was not.
Mm-mm.
Snipes disinterested in skydiving, in a skydiving action movie. Recording in progress.
An onion.
Recording in progress. Drop Zone is an onion.
Zona Mortal.
Zona Mortal.